Isaac Newton said, "If two angels were sent down from heaven, one to conduct an empire and the other to sweep a street, they would feel no inclination to change employments." Spirituality views this world as a school for the soul, filled with events and experiences that can bring spiritual growth. Each person lives within a tapestry of lessons, societal lessons, cultural lessons, family lessons, and personal lessons. You've taken birth as a human being in today's world because these conditions are the ones you need to experience in order to learn lessons that are necessary for your personal evolution. A soul lesson isn't something that a conglomerate of educators has conspired to force you to do so that you'll pass some kind of standardized, no human being left behind test. Regardless of whether you get the answer right or wrong on your soul tests, you can still achieve spiritual growth, which is the greater goal of this school for the soul called life. Don't forget, from a spiritual point of view, the circumstances and lessons of your life are designed by this intelligent universe to teach, test, refine, strengthen, purify, bless, and enlighten you. The immediate outer result of a life test is less important than the inner transformation and growth you experience by going through it. Even so-called failures can end up being fruitful tests when they inspire you to explore your personal nature and become more aware of universal laws. For example, if you meet apparent failures with a combination of self-respect, remorse, and a resolve to improve your responses in the future, then those apparent failures may become the seeds of great success. Sometimes the best spiritual growth comes from circumstances that challenge you to respond in increasingly higher, clearer, and better ways than you may have in previous situations. Therefore, even if you appear to fail a particular life test, you can still be grateful to the test for revealing what you have to do in order to grow and move on. After all, you can't fix a leaky pipe until you find the break. The basics. Be good, be happy. You already know the basics of living a good spiritual life. Be a nice person. Help others. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Respect yourself. Be loving. Be happy. Have fun. Let your kindness shine forth. Act with integrity. Be honest. Say what you think and mean what you say. Don't be too serious. Appreciate everything in life. Don't succumb to boredom, greed, jealousy, or the other inner enemies. Realize that every moment is sacred and filled with amazing and infinite wonders. Be content with your share. Give generously to others. Be free with yourself. See everyone as a spark of God. Give your all to everything you do, and always chuckle inside at the whole cosmic joke of it all. Okay, you can put the book down now. Just kidding, I'm only getting started. Be nice to your spouse and children. Have compassion for those who are suffering. Respect the great ones who have given their lives to serve God. Eat healthy food. Don't indulge your senses too much. Spend some time alone with your own thoughts, make decisions that will benefit all concerned, and last but not least, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. Of course, the challenge is to seek ye first the kingdom of God when it's November 1st and you don't have the money for November's rent yet. You may wonder, where are all those things that are supposed to be added unto me? And believe it or not, it can be just as much of a challenge to seek ye first the kingdom of God when everything has already been added unto you. You may be feeling a bit overindulgent, overly secure, and perhaps not quite so humble, and may not really think you still need to seek first the kingdom. This play is so mysterious and complex, with twists and turns all along the way.